Hi, if I could take a moment of your time before we start, if you've enjoyed previous episodes or if you enjoy this episode, if you could subscribe on the platform that you listen to, that would be really helpful. It helps us get more guests and push the podcast forward. Thanks.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've been continuing my walk around, and I came across the Hennessy stand, and I found Nathan Malenik, who is the director of design for Hennessy. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, very good. I actually saw the F5 Roadster up in the sort of, I guess you'd call the canyons around here, a couple of days ago doing some tracking
shots. Oh, you got a scoop.
I was driving a car, and I saw you in the rear view. I think you sort of drove past.
Yeah.
And I said to my passenger, I was like, what on earth is that? And he was like, oh, I think it was a McLaren. I was like, no. And then we saw you go past again. I was like, oh, it's the F5 Roadster. So I've not even seen a normal F5 yet. So talk me through the basic.
Yes.
I say basic, you know. What is an F5?
So an F5 is our first in-house, fully developed and designed, ground-up hypercar.
Yeah.
We had the Venom GT, man, what was it, 2013, I think. And that was loosely based off of a Lotus Exige.
Yeah, loosely.
If you remember, loosely, yeah. And set some speed records and was a great car for us. But we wanted to go the next level and really make everything ourselves. So it's our own bespoke carbon tub. Everything that you see on the car is either carbon fiber, titanium, aluminum, or Inconel.
Yeah.
There's over 3,000 bespoke parts, not including the engine and transmission. So that is the F5 Coupe, and we want it to be the fastest car in the world. So we've currently done 272 in our testing kind of development program, and that was done earlier in the year. And so the Roadster is kind of like the evolution of that. So it's kind of hard to make this car more exciting. The only thing you can do is kind of like start taking things off of it. So that's what happened with the Roadster.
Yeah, and then presumably the Roadster was in the pipeline always. With the tub, that makes it a bit easier to do.
Yeah, carbon tub definitely makes it easier to do. We did have to strengthen some aspects of it, so it's about 100 pounds heavier. I don't know what that would be in kilograms.
An amount?
Yeah, some amount.
20 kilos? I don't know.
It's not much. You can just go on a little bit of a diet for a couple months and even it out. But yeah, so that's basically the car. It's now, to get the top speed, if you want to go like over 300 miles an hour in the Roadster,
you
need to have the top on the car.
Okay.
So it's going to be limited.
Just in case you were going to go 300 miles an hour.
Yeah. I know you guys like to drive fast in the M40 or whatever.
Autobahn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's the Roadster.
Which looks completely bonkers. I guess, what sort of things have you had to adapt and build in with the aim of running at that sort of speed? Because presumably it all gets quite challenging when you get to high twos.
It definitely does. And in general, as a company, we're all about simplicity. So, for instance, there's no active aero on the car because we didn't want to take the risk at those speeds that something fails.
Yeah.
So everything's mechanical. It's a ground effect car with all the downforce being pretty much under the car. So when it came to, you know, coupe versus roadster, like I said, there's really not a lot of differences, especially with the roof on. It's going to perform just like the coupe will do.
Yeah, yeah. Is it slightly less refined? And I say refined because I imagine this car is quite loud, so you're going to get a lot of engine noise anyway.
It's very loud. If you haven't heard it, we'll have to turn it on for you. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty American. It's like, I don't know how else to say it. And we're from Texas, and we love that. And we want to really play that up. And so it's a classic American, like, it sounds like a real muscle car.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Just taken to the extreme.
Oh, yeah, because it revs out to, like, you know, 8,500 RPM, yeah. Which is pretty high, 6.6 liter twin turbo V8.
Okay, yeah.
Makes a just glorious sound. Yeah. Yeah, shakes the whole building.
I bet that is, yeah, a lot of fun.
It is.
What about things like, so now we've got this sort of high speed race, top speed race thing going on, but like, there wasn't really anywhere, really, apart from maybe some roads in Texas, that you can do 300 miles an hour. Do you think you guys will try, like, go for that, or just sort of happy to go, well, we know we could do it, but we don't actually necessarily have the place?
Yeah, good question. We probably don't have to do it, but we said we're going to do it, we're determined to do it. Say it's no different than, you know, Bugatti going whatever speed they did, 304.6, or Koenigsegg, or whoever's trying to make a top speed run. Where in the world can you really do that? Very few places.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the Burj Khalifa in a sense. Do you really need a building like a mile tall in the sky? No, not really. But it's just cool that you can do it.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of our thinking on it too. And so our customers, they're never going to, not never, surely someone will try and do it. But it's the fact that it can. We engineered it to do it. So it's an incredible, incredible machine. And that's really kind of what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, okay, having a super high top speed, the byproduct of getting a car that can do that is up to 150 or whatever. It's just monstrous performance.
It is. It is. And I will say, too, like, especially with the Roadster and taking the top off, it's not a car that you really have to drive, like, ridiculous. Some of these new supercars, hypercars, they're just not that fun
at all,
like below 150, because it's just so easy.
Yeah.
But this thing is so raw. It's like a rocket strapped to your back.
Yeah.
I mean, I was fortunate enough to be the first one to drive the Roadster, and I only took it up to like 75, and it was just gave me chills driving it. It was so much fun. So, and it really is more than just top speed. We're really proud of the fact that it's kind of a decathlete. So yes, it's very fast, and that's its main purpose, but it handles amazingly well. Turn in, grip, all that. It's a great driver's car.
Yeah. You're responsible for the design of this.
Yeah.
It must be quite interesting going, I don't know when you joined the company, but like with the previous car versus this. Presumably this is a whole different ball game.
It's
being able to ground up.
Yeah, design. It's like a kid in a candy shop, really. So I came on basically to head up an in-house design presence.
Yeah.
Because the Venom F5 is the first of many. So to establish our own design DNA at a OEM world-class level, that is the goal. And to create a brand that, you know, will span for generations is our goal. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's an incredible opportunity.
What are some of your favorite design elements?
Oh man, that's tough. That's like, I've got three kids. It's like asking which is your favorite child.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask because we all know there is one that one's preferred.
Yeah, it might be a weird one.
Okay, go for it then.
But I love the vents behind the front wheel arches. We're going to get real nerdy here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we took it. I'm a huge F1 fan. And we took this concept directly from F1, which is there's vents behind the front wheel arches that create these little air curlicues
that
are high pressure zones that suck the air back onto the body. So it's like a virtual body side.
Okay.
And it's just really cool how that worked out. So I like that a lot. But
nice.
Inside the car, there's so many little touches where we, you know, like on the door handles, you can see the Texas flag that's milled into, you know, solid aluminum. Or on the exterior, the rear bumper, it's the largest piece of milled carbon fiber in the automotive industry. So all those holes, you can't see them if you're listening to this, but there's a bunch of holes on the rear. And it's milled after the piece is molded.
I love when you can see into the back of a car and you're like, you get in and you're like, oh yeah, you can sort of see the innards of what's going on in the engine and the powertrain and stuff.
Yeah.
It's always a really cool feature.
Yeah, and especially on the Roadster. So that's one thing that's different to the coupe is this is debuting our new engine cover.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's got a window in there and you can see it, and you can see some of the gold leaf, you can see the
intakes and everything. Oh yeah, because on the coupe you can't see.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that looks, well, it's always nice to see an engine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the reason on the coupe to not have a...
Wait, so this is under 3,000 pounds.
Right.
The Roadster's over, and that's okay.
But it was like a nice limit to get under.
Yeah, we did... Like, that's literally the reason. We went to every extent to keep that car as light as it could be.
Yeah.
The Roadster, it's okay because this is more of a car. Yes, it's all about performance and all these other things, but it's really about the experience.
Yeah.
You know, you're in Monaco, you're in California on the coast, and you want the top down.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about.
Yeah, 100%. So, and the roof off adds a lot of, like, virtual... miles an hour to the experience.
So much drama. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I was saying it. Like 75, I felt like my hair was on fire. You know, it's just amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're very cool looking things. So, well done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me have a little poke around.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, cool. Enjoy the rest of the event.
You too. Appreciate it. Thanks, Sam.
Sweet.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.